Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders, and a very happy Friday to all of you. We've had such a profound week exploring restorative practices, from vaping to playground altercations and academic honesty. Today, we're going to wrap up our series with a scenario that, while maybe not as dramatic, can be just as frustrating. This is a student makes a huge mess in the bathroom, enough to shut it down for cleaning or maybe even repairs, and a teacher walks in right as it's happening. How do we use our restorative approach here? Let's talk about that. So let's set the scene for our final scenario this week. A teacher walks into the school bathroom and finds it just trashed. Paper towels everywhere, water all over the floor, just a general mess that looks intentional. The bathroom is going to need to be closed for cleanup. A student, let's call him Sam, is still in there looking a bit sheepish because he's been caught. Now, here's a restorative way to handle this. We're going to start right away with checking how bad the mess is and make sure that there are no immediate dangers or maybe even something that could be considered vandalism. Then calmly approach Sam and say, "Sam, I see quite a mess here. Can you tell me what happened?" Keep it factual and avoid sounding accusatory. After Sam gives his side, or if he's holding back a little bit, just gently try to understand why. Sometimes things seem senseless. They come from frustration, boredom, or maybe even a cry for attention. Now, Sam, what led to this mess? What were you feeling when this happened? This is where the restorative process really kicks in. We're going to try to help Sam understand the widespread impact of his actions. This impacts the school community because other students now can't use this bathroom. It causes a real headache. It means extra, often unpleasant work for the custodial staff, too. It also costs the school time and resources for cleanup. You might ask Sam, when this bathroom is out of commission, who does that affect? What impact does this have on our custodians? What about the school's budget? Now, when we talk about the plan to fix things here, to restore, it could directly relate to the harm caused. Most impactful way for Sam to make amends here is for him to help clean the mess himself with supervision, of course. This is direct accountability. Hey, Sam, since you're involved in creating this mess, it's important that you're part of making it right. We're going to work together to clean this up. This provides a tangible consequence and teacher's responsibility. Also, a genuine apology to the custodial staff can be incredibly powerful. Just imagine Sam having to look the custodian in the eye and say, "I'm sorry for the extra work I caused you today." Reinforce the school's expectations about respecting property and using the bathroom properly. This might mean reviewing parts of the student handbook with Sam, too. At the end, talk with Sam about what he can do differently next time that he feels like acting out or is bored or whatever that reason was that Sam decided to trash the bathroom today. You know, Sam, what could you do instead if you're feeling frustrated or bored in the future? That could be a line we could talk about with Sam. Now, of course, like all of these, we need to get in touch with Sam's parents to let them know about what happened, and importantly, again, the restorative steps we're taking. Highlight Sam's participation in the cleanup and the talks about taking responsibility and respecting school property. You could say, "Sam took responsibility for the mess, and we had him help with the cleanup as part of making things right. We also discussed the impact his actions had on the entire school community." This communication ensures that home and school are on the same page when it comes to encouraging responsible behavior. And of course, know your students. If you think parents might be upset about this, maybe getting permission for Sam to be part of the cleanup ahead of time is a wise choice here. Again, knowing your students, knowing your parents, that's going to help guide you on that journey. Okay, as we wrap up our restorative practices series this week, this last scenario reminds us that even smaller disruptions can be huge learning opportunities. By getting students involved in understanding how their actions affect others and actively participating in fixing things, we build a culture of responsibility, respect, and community. This week has truly shown what a restorative approach, while it takes some thoughtful effort, can lead to a far deeper and more lasting positive change than just traditional punishments alone. Thank you for listening. I hope you've had a wonderful week. I hope this has been beneficial for you. If you're looking for some more information on restorative practices, there is a ton of stuff out there. Just do a little bit of research, do a little bit of Googling, and have an open mind as you go into those conversations and go into a little bit of change. If you're looking for something specific, reach out to us at AWB Education. We're happy to get you hooked up with someone that can really help you lead your school. Other than that, have a wonderful end of your week. Have an even better weekend. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.